crazed gunman's attack on an Orlando club in June, killing 49 people, resulted in blanket news coverage and national trauma. Now imagine that such a massacre unfolds more than five times a day, 7 days a week, unceasingly for 5 years, totaling perhaps 470,000 deaths. That's Syria. Yet even as the Syrian and Russian governments commit war crimes, bombing hospitals, and starving civilians, President Obama and the world seem to shrug. So that was the opening of Nicholas Kristof's op-ed piece last week. Okay, they're words. We read them. We pass by them. Sometimes we remember them. Sometimes we forget them. But somehow we don't forget a picture. We don't forget a photograph. And so this morning, which you all saw, either the video or the individual, it's not enough that I simply show it to you. I have to put it up. This five-year-old child now, it looks like it could be a photograph of a child that fell off his bicycle. But we know it's not. We know it's a child that was dug out of a bombed building. And he's in shock. Little child. This one's living. As a matter of fact, the photographer who takes pictures of horrendous events in Syria every single day, simply pictures sometimes of limbs, sometimes of bodies without limbs, of adults, of children. He wondered about why this photograph went viral. Why did this particular photograph of this particular child attract the attention that none of the other photographs have? Other photographs did. Right, this child is named Omran Dakhnish, a Syrian child, innocent Syrian child. You remember Alan Kurdi? It was less than a year ago, it was last September. But if I remind you who Alan Kurdi is, you'll remember. Alan Kurdi was the Syrian child all dressed up, dressed very nicely, who had drowned and was lying on a beach in southern Turkey. You remember that photograph? They are unforgettable. They are unforgettable. That which we read in words, remember, he said in the words of Nicholas Kristof, yet even as the Syrian and Russian governments commit war crimes, bombing hospitals and starving civilians, President Obama and the world seems to shrug. Now, if you know anything about Nicholas Kristof, first of all, he's an Oregonian. But aside from which, this is not a statement by an anti-Obama figure. This is an individual who actually is a very strong supporter of Obama. It's not a political statement. It's a statement about our humanity. And the fact that 470,000 individuals, that's a guess, 470,000 individuals have been killed in the last 5 years because we have Arabs fighting Arabs, Sunnis fighting Shia, Iranians involved in the fight along with the Syrian government against rebels. We have ISIS fighting. It's so unbelievably convoluted and confusing. This is a tame picture. This is a tame photograph. I think the newspapers are afraid to show you the other kinds of photographs, and perhaps we wouldn't relate to other kinds of photographs like we relate to this one. I put my daughter on a plane on Tuesday to go home. My daughter had with her two kids. My son-in-law was on a business trip to India and Africa. So my daughter and her two children were here with us for 6 weeks. It coincided with our with the baby naming of my youngest grandchild. So we had a four-year-old. We haven't had a four-year-old and a one-year-old in our house in a very long time. But a four-year-old and a one-year-old, sometimes they were wonderful, sometimes they were a pain in the neck. But they were part of our household for 6 weeks. So having this child, these children living with us, only made this photograph this week, today, in the newspaper, all that more dramatic. I want to talk about something else today. Today happens to be a Friday, not into Shabbat, but is a very minor holiday called Tu B'Av, a whole change in the mood of the Jewish rhythm of life from the pain of Tisha B'Av that brings us now, starts us on the journey. On a journey to Rosh Hashanah, but I couldn't talk about that with this photograph in front of me. It's we talk with our children. I'm sure Rabbi Stamfer has, and I do. I can't think of how often we talk about the fact that Jews as Jews cannot go through life with blinders on, like a horse, like a racehorse. Blinders are put on a racehorse so that the horse will not be disturbed by everything going on to the right and to the left, that they'll only look straight ahead. We too walk through life largely with blinders on, but we have to be reawakened again and again and again to the fact of the enormity of suffering and pain in the world, that as we all know from scriptural texts, it is not Jewish to stand idly by. I know there are many who say, "Well, you know, we, the United States, can't be the policemen of the world." That's true. We can't be the policemen of the world, but at the same time, it is, and each of us feels in many ways helpless. What am I supposed to do? But what we have to do is, even if there is nothing active that we can do, is to keep this pain and suffering foremost in our minds, because it's important. It's important. It comes from our Jewish experience, where Jews throughout history were ignored and were forgotten. It's someone else's problem. But this is our problem. These are human beings. These are innocent human beings. These are children. And it's something that we, silence, apathy, and indifference is not how we can go through life and go through the world. So I'm going to leave that photograph up because I think it's a reminder. Let it be a reminder to us just tonight of that kind of pain and suffering.